She says we are in danger of the dead escaping into the world of the living. They cannot come into the world of the living. The veil keeps them back. You know of the veil? Yes. Each level of the dead, the underworld as you call it, is sealed with a veil. When we hold a gathering, we invite our ancestors' spirits to visit us, and they are able to come through the veil for a short time. Richard studied the birdman's face a moment. What else can you tell me about the veil? The other shrugged. Nothing. We know only what our ancestors' spirits have told us about it, that they must pass through it to come to us when we call them, and that it holds them back the rest of the time. They tell us that there are many levels of the underworld, the dead, and that they are in the uppermost level, and so they can come. Those who are not honored are in lower levels and may not come. Their spirits are locked away forever. Richard met the eyes of all the elders. The veil is torn. If it isn't sealed again, the world of the dead will swallow us all. Gasps spread back through the gathered people. Fearful whispering broke out. Richard's gaze went back to the birdman. Please, honored elder, I request a gathering. I must have the help of our ancestors' spirits. I must find a way to seal the veil before the keeper of the dead escapes. The spirit ancestors may be able to help. I must know if they can help. Chandelin thumped his spear.
Lies! You carry us the lies of a witch woman. We should not call the honored spirits of our ancestors for the words of a witch woman. The spirits of our ancestors are called only for our people, not a witch woman. They will strike all our people dead for such blasphemy.
Richard glared at him.
They are not being called by a witch woman. It is I who makes the request, and I am one of the mud people. I ask for the gathering to help me keep our people from being harmed. You bring death to us. You bring strangers. You bring the witch woman. You only wish to help yourself. How did this veil become torn?
Richard unbuttoned his sleeve and pushed it up his arm. He slowly pulled the sword of truth. Holding Chandelin's glare, he drew the sword across his forearm, turning it to wipe both sides in the blood. He jammed the point in the ground and rested both hands over the hilt.
Kaelin, I want you to translate something. Don't leave out a single word.
Richard returned his glare to Chandelin. His voice was calm, almost gentle, but his eyes shone with lethal intent.
Chandelin, if I hear one more word from you tonight, even if it is to agree with me and offer your help, I will kill you. Some of the things the witch woman told me have put me in the mood to kill. If you give me any more reason, it will be you I kill.
The eyes of all the elders widened. Chandelin opened his mouth to say something, but at seeing the look on Richard's face, he shut his mouth and folded his arms. His glower was fierce, but no match for Richard's. At last he glanced to the ground. Richard spoke again to the birdman.
Honored elder, you know my heart. You know I would do nothing to harm our people. I would not ask this if it were not important, or if I had any other choice. Please, may I have a gathering so I may ask our ancestors' spirits how I can stop this threat to our people?
The birdman turned to the other elders. Each nodded in turn. Kaelin knew they would. It was only a formality. Savadlin was their friend, and the others had dealt with Richard before. There was not one of them who wanted to challenge him. The real decision was the birdman's. He watched each elder nod, and then turned back to Richard.
This is bad business. They do not like calling the ancestors to ask about their world. It is our world they come to help us with. They may be displeased. They may be angered. They may say no.
He watched Richard a moment.
But I know your heart. I know you are a savior to our people, and you would not ask if you had any other choice.
He laid a firm hand on Richard's shoulder.
Granted.
Kaelin sighed in relief. Richard nodded his thanks. Kaelin knew he didn't look forward to meeting the ancestors' spirits again. The last time had been devastating to him. Suddenly, there was a flutter of shadow in the air. Kaelin threw her hands up protectively. Richard was knocked back a step as something hit him on the head. People shouted in confusion. A dark shape thumped to the ground between Richard and the birdman. Richard straightened, putting his fingers to his scalp.
Blood trickled down his forehead. The birdman squatted down over a dark form and then straightened. He was holding a dead owl cradled in his hands. The head lolled to the side. The wings fell open. The elders all looked at one another. Chandelin's frown deepened, but he said nothing. Richard inspected the blood on his fingers. Why in the world would an owl hit me like that? And what killed it? The birdman gently smoothed the dead bird's feathers. Birds live in the air, a different level than us. They live in two levels, land and air. They can travel between their level and ours. Birds are closely connected to the spirit world, to the spirits. Owls more than most birds. They see in the night where we are blind, just as we are blind to the spirit world. I am a spirit guide for our people. Only a birdman can be a spirit guide, because he can understand such things. He held the dead bird a little higher. This is a warning. I have never witnessed an owl bringing a spirit message before. This bird gave its life to warn you. Richard, please reconsider your request for a gathering. This warning means the gathering will be dangerous. Dangerous enough for the spirits to send this message. Richard looked from the birdman's face to the owl. He reached out and stroked its feathers. No one made a sound. Dangerous for me, but for the elders. For you. You are the one calling for the gathering. The owl brought the message to you. The warning was for you. He glanced up at Richard's forehead. A blood warning. One of the worst kinds. The only thing worse than an owl would have been if a raven had brought the message. That would have meant sure death. Richard took his hand back and wiped his fingers on his shirt. He stared down at the dead owl. I don't have any choice, he whispered. If I don't do something, the veil will be torn and the keeper of the dead will escape. Our people, everyone will be swallowed into the world of the dead. I must learn how to stop it. I must try. The birdman nodded. As you wish. It will take 3 days to prepare. Richard looked up. You did it in 2 days before. We can't spare any time. The elder took a deep breath and sighed. 2 days. Thank you, honored elder. Richard turned to her. His eyes were filled with pain. Kaelin, please. Find Nissel, and bring her. I'm going to the spirit house. Ask her to bring something stronger. She squeezed his arm. Of course. I'll hurry. Richard nodded. He pulled his sword from the ground and walked off into the darkness. Chapter 13 Cause of Death. She looked up in thought, pressing the round end of the plain, wooden-handled pen to her lower lip. The small, modest room was dimly lit with candles set among and on top of the disheveled piles of papers on her desk. Scrolls were balanced precariously in stacks between fat books. The dark patina of the desktop was only visible in a small area in front of her, framing the waiting report. Odd objects of magic stood jammed together, collecting dust on the shelves behind her. The ever-present and diligent cleaning staff was not allowed to touch them, and so the task of dusting them was left to her, but there was never enough time, or inclination. Besides, they looked less important to curious eyes when covered in a mask of dust. Heavy drapes were drawn against the night. The only splash of color in the room was one of the local blue and yellow carpets she had placed on the other side of the desk. Visitors usually spent their time in her office, staring down at it. Cause of death. Reports were such a bother. She sighed. But a necessary bother. For now, anyway. The Palace of the Prophets required reams of reports. There were sisters who spent their whole lives in the libraries, cataloging reports, pampering them, keeping records of every useless word they thought might someday be important. Well, there was nothing for it but to think up a suitable cause of death. The truth would never do. Her sisters would have to have a satisfactory explanation as to the cause of death. They valued highly those with the gift.
fool. Training accident? She smiled. Yes, a training accident. She hadn't used that one in many years. She pursed her lips as she dipped the pen in the ink bottle and began writing. The cause of death was a training accident with the Rata Han. A twig, as I have often warned the other sisters, no matter how young and tender, will break if bent too far. Who would question? Let them wonder where among them the fault lay. It would keep them from digging too deeply, lest the blame fall on them. As she blotted the paper, there was a soft rap at the door. One moment, please. She touched the corner of the boy's letter to the candle flame, and, when it was nearly consumed, tossed it in the cold hearth. The broken seal melted into a molten red puddle. He would be writing no more letters. Come. The heavy round-top door opened enough to admit a head.
Sister, it's me,
came a whisper from the shadow. Don't stand there like a novice. Come in and close the door. The woman entered, closing the door quietly, after putting her head back out to check the hall. She didn't look down at the carpet.
Sister,
with a finger across her lips and an angry scowl, she was silenced. No names when we are alone, I've told you before. The other looked about at the walls as if expecting someone to pop out.
But surely you've shielded your room.
Of course it's shielded. But it is always possible the breeze could carry words to the right ears. If that ever happened, we wouldn't want our names carried with the words, now would we? The other's eyes flicked around at the walls again.
Of course not. Of course, you are right.
She scrubbed her hands together.
Someday this won't be necessary. I hate that we must remain hidden. Someday we will be able to...
What have you found out?